Relevant to this, Abinadab says in the next paragraph, very next one, describing the Yetzirah. This Yetzirah, the Satan, is an angel of evil, an angel who tempts people. It is his mission on earth to lead people into sin. Now, of course, the Zayin HaKadosh says that you can hardly call an angel of evil because he was created for that purpose. He's told by Hashem, go out and cause these tests, bring about these tests, which will result in the good Jew, Tzaddikim, receiving a just reward. So if not for the Yetzirah, then a Tzaddik could never get Gan Eden, could never get this full reward. His reward is due to the fact that he won out on these tests. But what does the Satan, the Yetzirah, do in order to lure a Jew to sin, to lead him to sin? Benedel says that the Yetzirah uses this ruse. He walks among people, he appears before them, and has his hand closed. His fist is closed. He places his fist in front of people and says to them, look, I want you to guess what I have in my hand. It's something very tempting. Guess what it is. And people become filled with curiosity. They begin to run after the Satan, this Yetzirah. That is, he shows them something which seems tempting. They cannot understand it fully, but they want to satiate themselves, to satisfy their desires, and so they pursue the wiles, tricks of the Satan. They do this for a long time. Some people fall deeper and deeper into this trap, this net of the Satan. Finally, after they have finally succumbed, the Satan opens his hand and shows them, look, you see what I have in this hand? Nothing. It's empty. This is what you chased after all your life. This, the Beitazal says, chasing after sunbeams, the sun's rays. You have the window shade open a crack. You have the rays of the sun come through. In the dark room, you see this slight line of rays of the sun. And you have children who play, trying to grab a handful of these rays. As much as they close their hands over this, they find their hand is empty, because this is an illusion. This is the illusion that the Satan creates with these desires. This taiva, this evil desires, where a person thinks that by going after this, he'll fill his desire, he'll fill his taiva, he'll satiate himself, he'll satisfy himself, and he finds that it is not so. Because the nature is that when a person is lured, he is tempted, and he weakens, he succumbs, he is victim to the attack of the Satan. When he does fall, he does commit the sin, a few minutes later he feels very deep, serious pangs of regret. He feels very sorry, very remorseful, and finds that it definitely was not worth it. He thought he'd be happy with this, he'd be satisfied. He finds it definitely is not so. There was no real satisfaction. That's why the Paparaz the Chachla, Nachman Chirizal says, the words of Abinazel. Abinazel says that a person could sometimes allow himself the luxury of descending deep into an act of sin for a quarter of an hour. A person will commit the worst, the vilest sin, and sacrifice this world, this life, and Elam Haba too. Sacrifice Elam Haba because he commits a sin for which he can lose Elam Haba. This world too because he is discovered later and he is embarrassed and shamed. Or the fact that his own conscience burns within him, burns and destroys him. He does not enjoy life afterwards. Because of this simple little quarter of an hour of pleasure, he destroys so much of his own life. Nachman Chirizal says, why does Abinadab say a quarter of an hour? Because we know that the hour has 1,080 halakim. In English, we have the hours, the minutes, and the seconds. In Hebrew, we have the hours, the minutes, and the halakim. There are 18 halakim to a minute. A chedek is 3 1/3 seconds. We announce this every time we mention the Shchedesh, the time when the new moon appears. There being exactly 1,080 halakim in an hour, a quarter of that, a quarter of an hour, is 270 halakim. 270 in Asia, ayin is ra. Word of means for that, ra, a bit of evil, rak, ra, kol hayom, the ra of the entire day, of the entire time, that quarter of an hour which is evil, for that sake of that little bit of ra, the person would sacrifice so much. The Bein Adar says, awake, rise, arise and realize the dangers that await a person by this sata, this Yetzirah, who is really tricking you. The Zohar Kodesh goes further and says that the Yetzirah is an angel who appears before a person in disguise, becomes disguised as a woman of beauty. He tempts this victim. The Zohar Kodesh, this fool, thinks that this woman of beauty is one that will satisfy him. He's lured into a private place, a private room, and there the Satan commits the sin with this person, puts him to sleep. The Satan rises up to heaven. There, as the Shadik to the Mekatre, the attorney against this person, brings claims against him and wins out on the person's doom being sealed as death. The Satan then changes to his other identity as Malach HaMavis, the angel of death, descends to this person who is sleeping it off. The person awakens, seeking again this woman he had seen, finds instead his eyes now behold the Malach HaMavis, who, as the Gemara says in Ida, is an angel full of sparks, fire, complete angel of fire. This fiery angel stands before him, ready to take his soul because of his sin. This, Abinadar says, is the foolish act on the part of people who fall victim to a Yetzirah, to a Satan, who does not have your good mind. Safest thing for you to do is to avoid this pitfall, and then if you have avoided it, if you were tested, and you won out, you do not give in, but the Satan will leave you, you'll find yourself so filled with simcha, so gratified with the victory that you have enjoyed, that this will allow you an aliyah, a higher step in madrega, in the Avodas Hashem. There's nothing that can elevate a person as much as passing a test with the Yetzer Hara. But that's why, of course, this is very dangerous, very risky. We daven every day to Hashem, not to be in with any soyan. Do not bring us to a test because we know that we are weak. We will fall victim to it. Better we should not have the possible reward of a test, but also not the punishment that comes in losing this. Abinazar was so great, if you recall, in his youth, he davened to Hashem, Hashem, give me tests. Give me your greatest test possible. And Abinazar, of course, won out. The secret of that, naturally, is the request of David HaMelech. HaMelech said to Hashem, B'choneini Hashem and Aseini, Hashem, test me. Test me also so that I can deserve being equal to the three fathers of the Jews. He was tested with Bathsheba. And of course, as the Gemara says, he could have won. He could have been victor then, but he did not want to, because it would not have looked nice as though he had Chas v'Shalom defeated Kaviyach Lashem. So he gave in to this, though he could easily have overcome this temptation. The case of Abinazar, who was a direct descendant of David HaMelech, this was the new battle, new case where he proved the greatness of David HaMelech, that this Yitzhara was conquerable. So therefore he davened Hashem, give me these nisyonos, give me tests. The Gemara says that one who goes through a test with the Yitzhara and he is victorious, he then is so great that he merits having a miracle done for him. You have cases where people have amazing miracles accomplished for them. You wonder why they deserve it. A simple person who has a greater miracle done than a tzaddik. The answer is this person had some type of test he was confronted with and he won out. Sometimes the person himself doesn't realize what he had done. To him it seems like a simple case, but in fact it was something that was so important, so vastly important to his neshama, he deserved having a nes done to him. This is what life really is for every Jew. A Jew comes to this world a very short period of time. His life is spent in battle. There is a war going on. Nassazal says that when we learn the Torah, we learn the Navi about the Jews going to Israel and doing battle against 31 kings, and then subsequently all the rest of the kings of the Jews going into battle, this is not something of past history. A person who is wise can see himself in every one of those battles. The kings, the evil kings, represent the Satan and his armies of evil angels. The Jews represents the person's own neshama going into war against this temptation. Ashrei to the person who is victorious. Ben Hillel says that the key now, there is a continuity. The key to be able to win out to this battle against the Satan, against the powers of evil, the key is his prejudice. An item which is actually well known throughout the ages, and yet the Ben Hillel revealed this in a new sense. Revealed the fact that every single person, no matter who he is, no matter how simple, how ordinary, or even how low or evil he is, can still possess this power. The power of his bitterness means that you do not have to be a commanding general, enter into the king's throne room. You don't have to be the minister or head of the cabinet to go into the president's private room. You can be a private, not a corporal, but a private. You can be a lowly person, a lowly peasant, and yet you have a right to enter into the throne room of Hashem at any time that you wish. There is no previous appointment necessary. Any time you want to, rise up, begin to speak to Hashem, and Hashem will listen privately to you. You'll have a private audience of Hashem. This is the power of his bitterness. And this is the key that when a person feels very sad, very dejected, very crestfallen, or he feels that he is in danger of falling victim to a test, the answer is, the key is, the solution is, cry out to Hashem. Simply cry, Ribono Shel Olam Hashia, Hashem, help me. Hashem, assist me in this battle. Because I know that you sent the Satan, the Yetzirah, to me. It's up to me to do battle myself. Yet I have the right to invoke your blessings and your assistance and your aid. I have the right to do so because this is what you want, Hashem. You want me to come before you as a child, as a small son who has turned away from his father and has done wrong. The father waits momentarily the return of his child. The child should just say, I'm sorry. The father takes him back happily. And so too, a Jew who has fallen, no matter how far, how deep, this Jew can always return to Hashem and say, Hashem, I've come back. Take me back. And he's accepted happily by Hashem. This is the essence of his bitterness, private tefillah, between a Jew and Hashem. This paragraph requires much more elaboration. This will be the topic in the next Shiur. But again, for ourselves now, the key again, the basic key to all this is Emunah. The basic key is faith. If we have faith in the words of the Tzedek Besher, the words of Tzadikim, then we can readily accept their advice. We can receive their advice on how to conduct ourselves in life in conformity with the mitzvahs of Hashem to purify ourselves and to deserve the brachos of Hashem. With this emunah, with this tefillah and his bitterness, with the assistance of the Tzaddik Emes, we'll deserve and we will see with our eyes shortly coming a Mashiach, the Mitzvah Shemhena, Amen, the Amen.